Greetings, esteemed viewers. 2011 has been a remarkable year of progress in many realms, including peace and human rights, humanitarian endeavors, animal protection, environmental preservation, government development, and noble deeds.
A significant theme of the past year has been the global support of nonviolence across the globe. People from all walks of life united to call for human rights, equality, greater democracy, and better opportunities. Events began in Tunisia, where by November, citizens ushered in a new era with multi-party elections. Similar events occurred in Egypt, while King Mohammed VI of Morocco and King Abdullah II of Jordan responded by approving constitutional changes that would allow greater democracy. Inspired by such successes, Palestinians gathered for their own rallies, leading to the reconciliation of the Hamas and Fatah parties. Palestinians also received a vote to join the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO.
Many other ongoing conflicts are also coming to an end. In October, U.S. President Barack Obama announced that except for a small number of soldiers attached to the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, all U.S. troops would be brought home from Iraq by December 31st, 2011, ending the eight-year war. In Afghanistan, plans were announced for international troops to be withdrawn by 2014. Foreign ministers for 60 countries have pledged that they will support Afghanistan politically and financially to help stabilize the government and country following the withdrawal of troops. In addition, nearly 900 Afghans have voluntarily surrendered their arms and enrolled in the government's reintegration program, which promises jobs, literacy, and vocational training, as well as development aid for their villages. In Spain, the Basque group ETA has renounced violence and announced its intention to pursue its goals through political means.
Sadly, 2011 was also a year of extreme and frequent disasters that cautioned us about the urgent state of our planet and responsibility for our actions. The first part of the year saw a massive earthquake in New Zealand, followed by Japan's devastating quake, tsunami, and consequent nuclear accident. There was severe cold weather in North America, China, and Europe, and fatal floods in Australia, Brazil, and elsewhere. The earthquake in Turkey was deadly, as were tornadoes that struck the U.S., one country that experienced the costliest year ever in terms of climate change-related economic losses. Then came more tragic floods in Thailand and Central America, as record droughts gripped many other regions of the globe. In the Horn of Africa, the worst drought in 60 years, along with famine and conflict, has affected over 13 million people. Meanwhile, mass deaths of animals were witnessed worldwide, some linked to climate change and dead zones.
At the same time, efforts have continued toward addressing grave environmental threats. The United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP17, concluded in Durban, South Africa earlier in December, with steps forward towards a binding agreement for governments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. With climate change occurring so rapidly, however, scientists have warned anew that stronger, more immediate action is needed. In light of the urgency, the UN Environment Program and the World Meteorological Organization released research on the benefits of reducing short-lived climate forcers, methane, ozone, and black carbon, as the fastest way to reverse climate change.
Then, the World Preservation Foundation followed up on that research with a report identifying the livestock industry as the largest major source of each of these short-lived climate forcers, while also highlighting that a vegan diet is the most effective way to reduce the cost of climate change mitigation. Concern has also been increasing about global food insecurity, prompting innovative solutions. The government of Uttar Pradesh, India, for instance, began offering a 50% subsidy to farmers who are beginning the practice of year-round cultivation of food crops, which also helps improve soil fertility with zero or minimum tillage.
In drought-afflicted East Africa, the Kenyan Agriculture Ministry and the World Food Program have launched a successful program to help people survive by turning traditional pastoralists into crop farmers. New York-based Bright Farms is plans to build and run rooftop hydroponic greenhouses for 10 supermarket franchises. This would provide fresh produce at lower costs, saving water and emitting less greenhouse gas emissions.
In spite of a global recession, humanitarian works continued to thrive in 2011. The following are just a few examples. Many small and developing nations reached out to those in need, including Papua New Guinea, which pledged $3.7 million U.S. dollars to assist those affected by the Queensland floods in Australia. Sudan donated over 5,000 tons of sorghum grain to provide sustenance to the Ethiopian people.
With a $12 million U.S. dollar donation from China, a modern new hospital has been built in Parakou, Benin. Israel donated 165 metric tons of a nutritious food that blends corn, soya, and chickpeas to help sustain Ethiopian children living in drought-affected areas.
Despite undergoing severe disasters earlier this year, Japan has continued to donate generously to countries in need across the globe, including more than $24 million U.S. dollars given to Tanzania to construct a bridge to facilitate regional trade.
Oscar-winning Hollywood actor Sean Penn announced this year his lifelong commitment to help the people of Haiti, where his J.R. Haitian Relief Organization continues to provide longer-term health and housing solutions.
It was also inspiring to witness the many ways in which governments work to improve the lives of their nations. With food prices at a high level, Bolivian President Evo Morales asked the army to make and distribute subsidized bread in order to ensure that citizens have enough food. As part of a national initiative to support the less fortunate, Nicaragua's President Daniel Ortega personally helped deliver food to disadvantaged families living in shelters in Managua.
Morocco has also expanded a pilot healthcare program for the less fortunate to offer more benefits as well as to include more recipients. The U.S. and China have also made steps toward the elimination of the death penalty. China amended her criminal law for the first time since 1979, removing the sentence of death penalty from an additional 13 crimes. U.S. Governor Pat Quinn of Illinois signed historic legislation to ban capital punishment in the state.
Meanwhile, governments, people, and businesses across the globe have been increasing their efforts for our animal co-inhabitants. The city of West Hollywood in California, USA, became the first in the country to ban the sale of fur within the city.
In Bangladesh, the government joined with the World Society for the Protection of Animals to humanely vaccinate rather than kill stray dogs in order to prevent the spread of rabies. Developer company Macerich announced that it will no longer lease locations in its 70 U.S. shopping malls to businesses that sell live animals and will instead offer the spaces for the adoption of rescued pets.
Chile and Australia each passed laws making it illegal to kill, injure, conduct invasive research on, or in any other way interfere with whales and other cetaceans in their nation's waters. The Abu Dhabi government in the United Arab Emirates also set up the Abu Dhabi Animal Shelter, which helps rehabilitate homeless animals in its no-kill shelter and finds loving families to adopt them. Swedish automaker Volvo developed a system that can sense animal movement on the road and brake to avoid a collision.
Meanwhile, The life-saving trend toward veganism also continued to grow in the past 12 months. For example, Gloggnitz, Austria, joined other cities in establishing a weekly veggie day. The U.S. Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services published new dietary guidelines which highlight nutritional advantages of plant-based diets while helping to reduce causes of premature death. Whole Foods Market, the largest national food chain in the world, has been expanding its health campaign, emphasizing plant-strong eating to all stores across the United States. New veg-promoting films, Forks Over Knives and Veducated, gained widespread interest, inspiring viewers, including celebrities such as British artist Russell Brand, to change their diets.
At the moment, as the current research has indicated, the vegan diet is the most timely and effective action we can take to save the Earth. During a July 2nd video conference in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai revealed the hope-bringing news that there are about 2.5 billion vegetarians, vegans, and breatharians worldwide. In April, Supreme Master Ching Hai also called upon the world's people to pray and meditate for world vegan, world peace. The collective positive energy of this unified effort may indeed have led to many of the heartening events of 2011.
As we bid farewell to 2011, we look forward to a safer, more auspicious and peaceful 2012. Concluding our program, Supreme Master Ching Hai shares her message for humanity at this time, as expressed during a May 2011 video conference in Thailand.
Pray if we can. Meditate if we know how. Lead a life of exemplary noble conduct as best as we understand, all in dedication to world peace and world vegan. That is the word of compassion. There's no world peace without compassion. There's no world peace without loving kindness among all inhabitants, including animals. We should live in peace with all creation. Start with a loving way of life, a vegan diet, or even breatharian diet, but at least vegan diet, a non-violent way of life. Let peace and love begin with us, with our individual self, with our family, with our friends. Begin on our plate, on our table. The world peace will come true then.
We extend our sincere thanks to the governments, organizations, and individuals who are working to develop our world. Our appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your constant encouragement and wide range of endeavors, spiritual and material, for a better tomorrow.
We join in prayers that our Earth will soon become a place of peace, respect, and harmony for all.
Thank you, cherished viewers, for your time with us today. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, up next after Noteworthy News.
May heaven bless our world and its precious inhabitants in the new year.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.